So I wonder what your expectations are this morning. We come to worship, to bring something to God, and we come to meet with God, to receive something. Are you expecting to bring something and receive something this morning? Some of you may be anticipating something new from Matthew's Gospel as we continue to look at all that Jesus said and did. God is here. Oh, a little squeak over there. His Spirit is with us. I was kind of expecting everybody to join in, actually, to be honest. Because so often, it's automatic, isn't it? We know the words of the liturgy, we're so familiar with them, and so we only have to say something and we know what the response ought to be. Well, His Spirit is here, and His Spirit is here to reveal Jesus to us. And Jesus shows us who the Father is. So Jesus says, "Let anyone who's thirsty come to me, and I'll give you something to drink. I'll give you more than something to drink. I'll give you living waters that will well up in you and to eternal life." So as you've come this morning, I wonder, are you thirsty? Well, let's pray, shall we, before we look into Matthew. Heavenly Father, as we come this morning to offer our worship, our praise and thanksgiving, we thank you that by your Spirit you're here with us. Help us to meet with you this morning, for we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, here in Matthew 17, in these few verses, we find this exchange between Simon Peter and Jesus. Bit of an odd thing, isn't it? There's Peter bothered because the temple tax people are around the corner, and Jesus obviously heard them coming, and so as Peter comes through the door, he responds in this way. You know, well, go fishing. Now, he might have thought, if you'd stop there, go fishing. Well, you know, go fishing, you know, cool down a bit. Don't worry about it. It'll be okay. But go fishing, and the first fish you catch, well, in its mouth, you'll find a coin. And it would have been a 4-drachma coin, a specially minted coin to pay the temple tax with. So not just, you know, some money with change to come or... You know, but one special coin to pay your tax and mine. Odd, isn't it? I mean, why is that in here at all? I mean, who pays temple tax these days in Hemingford Grey? Nobody. So what have we to learn from this most unlikely story? Well, it reminds me of Philippians 4, verse 19. That rang a bell with some of you, I know. My God will supply all your needs in Christ Jesus. All your needs. So, what are your needs this morning? Or, as we've come together to offer our Father our praise and worship, do we come as those who are completely content, having all our needs met already? Luke 15 shows us some very familiar images of God. Searching, rejoicing, and running. Those familiar parables that we have of the lost sheep and the lost coin and of the lost son. And the response of those characters in the parables when they found what they were looking for. And these are images of God our Father who is searching for us, who comes, who running after us, and is full of joy when he finds us. God rejoices when we turn in his direction. That's what repentance is. But repentance is sometimes a very uncomfortable word. But all it means is changing our direction in the direction of God. And then, because he is already coming in our direction to us, to embrace us as we are and to restore us to all that he's purposed for us to be, he wants us to love, to learn, to follow, and to obey in response to him running towards us. But of course, until we turn our direction towards him, we're going in the wrong direction. But he's always close enough behind us so that when we turn, he can sprint towards us and embrace us. He's always that close, looking out for us, coming to him. And in Luke 15, we often overlook the elder son, don't we, who stayed at home. And he was the one who was offended when the father did what he did when he saw the son coming and hugged him in his smelly pigness and threw the best robe on him and put a ring on his finger and said, "We're having a party. And here's a new pair of Gucci shoes as well for you to wear." So all the messiness is covered over with the beauty and loveliness of the father. But the father says to the elder son, "All you needed was here for you. All you had to do was ask, and it's yours." So this morning, I want us to ask. Jesus says, "Ask, and it will be given to you." And he also says that when we learn to give, that what we receive in return is so much more than we could ever imagine. And he talks about going to the market and buying grain and the merchant taking a scoop and tapping the side. You know, when you buy that large bag of coffee from Waitrose and you've got the tin and it says 500 grams on the side or whatever it is and the packet says the same and you tip it in but it's too much. So you have to tap the side, don't you, and shake it a bit. And you never actually get it all in, so you have to clip on the bag, really, because there's more left over, as it were. Well, that's kind of the image that God says he's giving us like. It's a good measure, pressed down, shaken together, tapped on the side, and just to make sure you get another scoop poured on the top. You get more than you bargained for. Because he's not a measly merchant who's looking to get every last drachma of profit out of your shopping. He's the one who wants to bless you and give you so much more. So this morning, we're in a safe place, aren't we? So I'm going to ask the Holy Spirit to draw near to us, and then we're going to wait. Because I know you've all got needs that you need to bring to your Father in heaven, who has all the means to meet those needs. So I'm going to then, for the sake of those for whom standing is difficult, we're going to do it sitting down. Okay. And it's really good when we're receiving things to come with open hands. It's very difficult to receive something when our fists are closed. We need open hands. And it's very easy to be distracted, isn't it? So what I want you to do is to sit with open hands on your lap and to close your eyes. And we'll just sit quietly in the presence of God. And then if you'd like to receive some prayer, you can wait until the end of the service and we can pray for you at the end. But Kate and I and Rosie will just walk around and say, if you want to just put up your hand, just hold your hand up. You don't have to say anything, but if you want to say, well, I'd like you to pray about this, just quietly in a few words, then we'll just invite the Holy Spirit to come to you and to meet your need this morning. So come, Holy Spirit, we are your people. Heavenly Father, your Son Jesus has said we should just ask. So this morning we come asking. And would you stir our hearts and minds to acknowledge our need this morning and to trust you that you can and will provide it. That we don't need to go fishing and hope the first fish will have the coin that we need. But by your grace, you would come to us and meet our need. We thank you that you give us people to love us. And in the family of the church, our love, you say, should be such that others will see and want to know the Saviour too. So come, Holy Spirit. As we sang in our opening hymn, Saviour, may we hear your voice. Keep us constant at your side, and with you we shall rejoice at the eternal Eastertide. And in this time of the now and not yet of your kingdom, we thank you that you meet our needs in Christ Jesus. That you meet our day-to-day needs, as well as our needs of being made right with you. And so for each one here this morning, Father, may they know your Father's love. May they know that in your house is all that we need, and ask and receive of your love and your provision. For this life, as well as the one which is to come. In Jesus' name. Amen.